Appendix A, Development of Fire Support and Field Artillery Tasks. This appendix includes an overview of development of EFSTs and EFATs. An EFST is a task given to a field artillery unit or organization that supports the commander's scheme of maneuver. An EFST is an essential element of the fire support plan. The task must be clear, concise, and include the elements of task, purpose, method, and effect. EFATs must accomplish a well-defined result in execution of the fire support task. Section 1. Essential Fire Support Task. The EFST states the supported maneuver task and the type or types of effects the firing unit must provide for that phase of the operation. The task describes what FS must accomplish to support the operation. It consists of the objective, formation, and function. The purpose defines the friendly maneuver goal and states the supported maneuver commander's purpose and desired end state for the targeted enemy formation, function, or capability. The purpose describes the why of the EFST. The method is how we will engage the target using priority, allocation, and restrictions. The effect identifies the desired result or outcome the delivered fires and effects are to create. As the FISCORD and Fire Support Planners wargame a fire support task during planning, they identify assets to accomplish the task and describe the desired effect to be created. There is no difference in the development of a FST and an EFST. The FS tasks that must be accomplished to support the maneuver commander are EFST. Failure to achieve an EFST may require the commander to alter the tactical or operational plan. There should only be one EFST per phase, similar to the designation of one main effort per phase. Fully developed EFSTs consist of a task, purpose, method, and effect. The FA battalion uses EFSTs that have a method of FA as the start point for defining EFATs. The task is described as the effect that fires must have on an enemy formation's function or capability. The task is enemy-oriented. The purpose is described in terms of the benefit that accomplishment of the EFST gives to the friendly maneuver commander. This is described as being friendly-oriented. The effect is the quantified observable result of successful accomplishment of the task. The effect is stated as relative condition of the friendly force in relationship to the enemy. For an example of an EFST checklist, refer to the print version of FM3-09. As the staff, FISCORD, and FS planners build the COA, they determine how best to create the commander's desired effects. FS planning serves as a basis for identifying EFST and for preparing the subsequent FS plan. The staff and FS planners determine where to find and attack enemy formations to create desired effects. EFST are synchronized and executed with other combined arms tasks. The FISCORD considers the enemy COA and the IPB of where the enemy formations, functions, or capabilities can be found and attacked. The staff graphically portrays these locations using target areas of interest, or EAs. Certain sub-elements, capabilities, or equipment sets within the formations may be more vulnerable to attack, or provide the highest payoff if attacked. These are further identified or refined as HPTs. Developing the fires paragraph. To prescribe the procedures for formulating and formatting the fires paragraph of a maneuver op ord or O plan. As a subparagraph to the concept of operations, the fires paragraph describes the scheme of fires that, along with the scheme of maneuver, communicates how the force as a whole will achieve the commander's intent. The primary audience for the fires paragraph is the subordinate maneuver commanders and their staffs, and must clearly describe the logical sequence of EFST and how they contribute to the concept of operations. The overall paragraph organization should mirror that of the scheme of maneuver paragraph. If the maneuver paragraph is phased or otherwise organized, the fires paragraph will take on the same organization. The internal format for the fires paragraph uses four subcategories: task, purpose, method, effects. Within each phase of an operation, Each EFST will be described in the sequence of planned execution using task, purpose, method, effects. The fires paragraph must be concise, but specific enough to clearly state what fires are to accomplish in the operation. Essential fire support task development. Based on the FS planning guidance, the EFST are refined from the commander's intent and scheme of fires. The following paragraphs describe the process of developing an FST using task, purpose, method, effects. Task. Task describes the targeting objective fires must create against a specific enemy formation's function or capability. These formations are HPTs, or contain one or more HPT. The task is developed by considering the objective, formation, and function. The objective outlines several terms to describe the targeting objective. The most common terms used are degrade, disrupt, delay, destroy, neutralize, and suppress. Examples and definitions of the common terms are found in Chapter 3. A formation can be a specific element or sub-element of the enemy. It can be specified by a specific vehicle type or target category as long as the element or sub-element is clear. The enemy's function is a capability of the formation that is needed for it to achieve its primary task and purpose. For example, what is the formation doing that is unacceptable? What do we want the formation to do or not to do? The following is an example of a developed task sentence. Disrupt the ability of objective, the enemy maneuver force at the point of penetration, formation, to place effective direct fire against friendly breach force, function. Purpose. The purpose describes the maneuver or operational purpose for the task. When describing purpose, use the maneuver purpose from the op ord. Identify the maneuver formation that will leverage the targeting effect, and describe in space and time what the effect will accomplish. An example of the purpose: to allow the maneuver element to occupy far side positions while conducting wet gap crossing operations without becoming decisively engaged by enemy forces. Method. The method describes how the task and purpose will be achieved. It ties the detect function with the deliver function in time and space, and describes how to achieve the task. Method is developed using priority, allocation, restriction. It includes priority of fire, FPF, observers, primary and alternate, positioning, command and support relationship, naval gun fire, AI, FSCMs, execution triggers, special munitions restrictions, target allocation, priority targets, CAS, attack aviation, other specific instructions. Priority. Assigns priority of fires to execute the task outlined, FA or maneuver observers, or other acquisition means. When an acquisition asset focuses exclusively on a task, that information can be communicated here. An example of CAS using priority would be, CAS is to destroy the tanks in the enemy reserve. This part of the method can also provide focus by using NAIs, TAIs, targets, or EAs to describe where the attacks will occur. Allocation. Allocation is the distribution of limited forces and resources for employment among competing requirements, JP50. For the shooter, it describes the distribution of attack/delivery assets to accomplish the EFSTs. Attack/delivery assets may include FA fires to suppress, neutralize, destroy, obscure, or screen, CAS, and attack helicopters. In method, the FA and other attack/delivery assets can identify their part of accomplishing the EFST. It is from the method of a FS task that the FA and other FS and TA assets develop their tasks. Restriction. The method can also outline any limitations or restrictions on accomplishing the tasks. Ammunition such as no improved conventional munitions on the objective, FSCMs, ACMs, or other restrictions that may affect the accomplishment of the FS task. FS planners use the memory aids of target, trigger, location, observers, delivery, attack guidance, communications, refers as TT LODAC, and purpose, location, observer, trigger, communications, and resources, refers as PLOT CR. TT LODAC lends itself best to organizing FS planning and publishing information in NXD, fires, and use during technical rehearsals within the fire's warfighting function. PLOT CR is a better method for briefing specific targets during tactical rehearsals with the supported maneuver force. Effects. The effects quantifies the successful accomplishment of the task. Effects provide the observer or TA asset with a measure of completion of the task. If multiple delivery assets are involved, it helps delineate what each effect must accomplish. Effects provides a measure of when the task is accomplished. It also provides the basis for the assess function in targeting and determines if there is a need to re-engage the target. Essential field artillery task development. A task for the FA that must be accomplished to achieve a fire support task. A fully developed FA task has a task, purpose, method, and effects. The task describes the effects of fires against a specific enemy formation. The effects of fires include suppress, neutralize, destroy, screen, or obscure. The purpose is a summary of the task and purpose from the fire support task. The method describes how the task will be accomplished by assigning responsibilities to the FA firing unit. The method is described by covering three categories: priority, allocation, and restrictions. Priority provides the firing unit with POF and priority of survey. Allocations include movement triggers, routes, PAA, azimuth of fire, priority targets, FPF, and radar zones. Restrictions cover FSCMs, ACMs, and survivability movement criteria. Effects is a quantification of the FA task and positioning of FA units. There is no difference in the development of a field artillery task and an EFAT. An EFAT is defined as a task that the FA must accomplish in order to achieve an EFST in the supported commander's op board. Those EFSTs that do not have FA as the method then are not EFATs. A fully developed EFAT has a task, purpose, method, and effects. The task describes the effects of the fires against a specific enemy formation in terms of degrade, disrupt, delay, destroy, neutralize, and suppress. It can also include obscure or fire seed. The purpose must clearly tie the EFAT to the EFST it supports. It is a statement of the EFST task and purpose. The method is a concise statement of how the FA task will be accomplished. Tell the story of what must be done to complete the EFAT. This entails describing priorities of fire and survey, position areas and routes to them, azimuths of fire, target numbers, priority targets and FPFs, radar zones, triggers for movement and survivability move criteria, FSCMs. These are referred to as priorities, allocations, and restrictions. The effect is a description of what success will look like. As much as possible, quantify the effect as an observable result. Describe the location of the firing elements to include will the firing unit move after executing the task. After being assigned the fire support task, the commander would give the staff planning guidance to include planning guidance for fires. FISCORD use fires to delay from 2100 Zulu 18 August XX until 0500 Zulu 19 August XX. The enemy movement along Route Red to prevent enemy forces from interfering with the wet gap crossing. The FISCORD and FSE planners using the op board then develop tasks to subordinate FA units. The commander determines the desired effect for each target. Effects can be created by selection of the appropriate weapon system, number and type of munitions fired, and the method used to engage a target. Commanders analyze mission variables to create effects using a range of capabilities to destroy, disrupt, neutralize, interdict, and suppress enemy forces. In planning for FA tasks, the FISCORD considers the elements of the task description itself, its purpose, and the desired effect. Task describes the objectives that fires must achieve against a specific enemy capability. The task has three parts: targeting objective, enemy formation, and function. Disrupt, delay, and destroy are all examples of objectives. Formation is the size of the threat, and function is the capability of this threat to achieve its task and purpose. The purpose describes how the task will contribute to achieving the commander's intent. As with a fire support task, this should identify the decisive point that will leverage the targeting effect. It is constructed very similarly, if not identical, to a FS task. To develop the method, the FISCORD plans and details the priorities, allocations, and restrictions of the FA task. The planning addresses movement functions and priorities, critical tasks to subordinate firing units during execution of the FA task, and other required tasks. The FISCORD prescribes priority of fires, primary and alternate position areas, triggers for movement, priority of survey support, concept of movement, and the scheme of fires to achieve the FA task. The desired effect quantifies the successful accomplishment of the task. An example of a desired effect is two BMPs destroyed. The desired effect is assessment-oriented and assists in the decision to re-attack or not. To assess the required effects, sensors include observers, TA assets, infantry, army aviation, and scouts. Effects are more than destroying the enemy equipment. They are quantifiable and observable. Accurate assessment and confirmation that the system has been destroyed or the desired effect has been created is the end result of the task. Disseminate the developed FA task in the FA Battalion O Plan or Op Ord, or in subparagraph 3 echo of the higher HQ Op Ord as the FA support plan. Section 2. Attack Guidance Matrix. The Attack Guidance Matrix is a targeting product approved by the commander, which addresses the how and when targets are engaged and the desired effects. The AGM provides guidance on what HPT should be attacked, and when and how they should be attacked. Units may develop their own AGM format. The AGM includes the following elements: High Payoff Target. The High Payoff Target column is a prioritized list of HPTs by phase of the operation. When. The When column indicates the time the target should be engaged. How. This column indicates the weapon system that will engage the target. Effect. The desired effects on the target or target system are stated in this column. Remarks. Remarks concerning whether or not BDA is required, whether coordination must take place, and any restrictions are indicated in this column.